I'm Paul Gatling, editor of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal. Just ahead, the Fayetteville Tourism Bureau shared details of a new branding and advertising campaign earlier this week. Our Jennifer Joyner was there, and we'll share some of those details with you. Also, a visit with Tommy Coughlin, the new Bentonville and Rogers Market President for Grand Savings Bank, an Oklahoma-based lender with a growing footprint in Northwest Arkansas. And new residential construction in the region's four largest cities was hot during the winter months. We'll look at some of those numbers in a moment. But first, news from the Tourism Beat. Earlier this week, the Tourism Bureau in Fayetteville unveiled a new logo, a new website, and will soon kick off a new marketing campaign aimed at attracting more tourism to the city. Molly Ron, the executive director of Experience Fayetteville, said the rebrand is intended to better represent the city to key markets like Dallas, Oklahoma City, Little Rock, and Tulsa. The new campaign will have three target audiences, she said: travelers seeking culture, visitors who are looking for outdoor activities, and a category defined as weekenders, a visitor from a nearby community who is looking for a day trip or weekend trip. Ron said Fayetteville is an easy drive for much of its target markets and that, quote, we consistently punch above our weight class in terms of offering robust, diverse, and affordable experiences. You can check out the Tourism Bureau's new website and new logo at experiencefayetteville.com. This is the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Four years ago this month, a group of investors, many of them from Northwest Arkansas, acquired Oklahoma-based Grand Savings Bank. The bank had just two branches when it was acquired, both of them in Oklahoma, but today that number has increased to nine, with all seven of the new branches located in Benton County. I caught up this week with Grand Savings executive Tommy Coughlin, who was promoted just last month to a new role overseeing the bank's Rogers and Bentonville market. The topic, as it is when discussing so many other businesses in Northwest Arkansas, was growth. Tommy, congratulations. Recent promotion, market president for Bentonville and Rogers. How do you view the banking scene in Benton County, and what niche and what customer base are you trying to carve out for Grand Savings?
I'll tell you what, couldn't be happier to be in the Northwest Arkansas market. Opportunity is everywhere, and you see the byproduct of that. Competition is pretty fierce. So the type of customer we're looking for is more of the relationship customer. You know, we're a very consultative bank. That's our approach. We see the value that we give our clients is advice. It's access to our personal networks to try and move the needle forward for our clients. And so we're looking at that customer that is going to have borrowing needs. They're going, you know, that come and go. They're going to have just generic business advice that they need. They're going to need household tips to try and improve and move the needle forward on their personal finances. So I think what we're looking for is the relationship customer. You know, we fancy ourselves we like to say that we operate as a private bank but don't have the asset requirements. So we're trying to do those little service items and add value through our network to our clients.
You guys opened the new branch in Rogers last year on Pleasant Grove Road. It gives you two branches in the city. How has that impacted the business?
Well, we found that our customer base loves having another point of access. Our team over off of Hudson Road does just a fantastic job. We can service a lot of those clients, especially as they move downtown and out towards Beaver Lake. But, you know, it's funny how lines are drawn, and we had a lot of clients telling us, hey, when are you going to get south? When are you going to get down into the Pinnacle area? So we found that Pleasant Grove location is really going to help us service a number of rooftops that had to make a hike over to Hudson Road or Bentonville in order to come physically into the branch. You know, we've always tried to give our clients access to those electronic tools that limit the number of times they have to physically enter a location, but some clients love that, and we couldn't be happier to have a location that makes it easier for them to get to from the south side of Rogers.
And most banks, you know, are cutting back on physical locations, but you know, you guys are growing that footprint. You know, we mentioned Rogers. You've also opened a branch in Fort Smith, another in Oklahoma later this year. you've clearly grown since entering the market. Now, how do you continue that growth? What is the growth strategy here in the next maybe year to 2 years?
Well, I think we need to, you know, we need to look at our, call it 50-mile radius, and look and see which markets are underserved. You know, right now we've got clients in Washington County that don't have access to a branch in Washington County. So I think over the next couple of years, we're going to have to take a hard look at how to enter that market. You know, a lot of growth is heading out west. So, you know, we're trying to strategically look at where in Northwest Arkansas. We purchased a building in Gravette and we'll be making application to serve the community out there. We've got our 10th location slated to open in Fairland, Oklahoma. For those of you who don't know, Fairland is kind of in between Grove and where we have, you know, banking operations, and Miami, Oklahoma. So we've got local personnel that know those communities and are going to serve those communities well. So those are our areas of focus right now. Where do we have talent that can support the community?
Yeah, and as you well know, you know, growth is a word that is heard a lot when discussing Northwest Arkansas, whether that's population or housing market or infrastructure. You know, what role do you think that that banks and financial institutions play in supporting that momentum?
I think I'm a huge proponent of community and community banking, and I think we have a big impact. All of us that fancy ourselves community banks have a huge impact on the local economy. You know, we're not growing our balance sheet by going and acquiring a customer in a Dallas or an LA, you know, like a lot of the larger banks are. I mean, the customers we're seeking to do business with are right here in these communities. Oftentimes the money we lend to these clients are going right back into community projects. So I think what community banks do and how we serve our various markets really do move the needle forward for the region as a whole.
Tommy, good stuff. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much, Paul.
That's Tommy Coughlin, Bentonville & Rogers Market President for Grand Savings Bank. You can read more about him and the bank in a cover story we're working on for the next issue of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. That's because First Security is 100% focused on serving customers all across the state and nowhere else. It's local banking with local commitment. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. And OneCom. OneCom provides communications options to help your business adapt to today's demands with tomorrow's technology. With opportunities in virtualization, redundancy, or maximizing your efficiency. Learn more at onecom.com. That's one-comm.com.
Finally today, $81.4 million, that was the combined permit value for residential construction in the region's four largest cities in January and February this year. For comparison, that's up a little more than 21% from the same 2 months of 2016. The activity was heaviest in Fayetteville and Bentonville. Those two cities combined for about 62% of the permit value. And that's going to do it for today's Northwest Arkansas Business Journal report. Remember, you can always keep up with our daily coverage of regional news at nwabusinessjournal.com. I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.